Monday Coffee is a podcast to give you a jolt of inspiration for the week. You're joined with Pastor Jordan to talk about what is giving him inspiration and hope, and hopefully that gives you the same thing, because sometimes Mondays are hard. Good morning. Happy Veterans Day, by the way. It is a day to celebrate those who have served our country, and there's all kinds of things going on. We create all kinds of stuff. There's Veterans Day sales. There is the NFL. I know the coaches and players all month are wearing camouflage type uniforms on the sidelines and hats to support those who have been in service to our country. And, you know, this maybe gets brought up quite a bit in terms of veterans and service to our country, to our people. But one piece of scripture that has given me inspiration this week, and especially with our veterans, is John 15:13, which says, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." And we certainly celebrate those who have laid down their lives, who've lost their lives to serve others, to protect others, to keep us safe, to keep our freedom safe. But the other thing is, this scripture, I don't think, always means literal life of giving up your breath. I think sometimes we give up our lives in different ways. For those that we love, we put things aside that we'd rather do just for us, for the sake of others. That is giving up your life in some way. And I think every veteran knows this deep in their being, of how to give up one's life for another, because that is the whole work of veterans, of soldiers, of people in the Air Force, in the Army, in the Marines, in the Navy, in the Coast Guard. These people give up their lives. They know that every time they go out, that there is a possibility they may not come back. And so they are literally giving up their lives every day. And so that is something that's given me inspiration this week, because, and for you too, I hope this gives you inspiration. I hope veterans give you inspiration of how to live one life for another, because you can do this too. You can do this whether you just have a desk job or a job that is traveling over the country. You have an opportunity to give up your life for somebody else at least once a day. Try and find that moment once a day when you are putting yourself aside, when you are not thinking about your own interests, or even your own timeline. Sometimes we sit there and we think, we get annoyed with people because we're in a rush, we need to be somewhere. Maybe that is the time in your day to set aside your own stuff and let people in who are merging onto the I-25. Maybe letting people in when you're driving downtown Denver, because that is a way of giving up a little bit of yourself for someone else. So think about how to do that in your own life this week. But also, if you know someone, if someone in your family is a veteran, or if you have a friend, or if you just see somebody on the sidewalk, just say thank you, because not only have they had loved ones, have they had friends who've lost their lives, they have given up so much to protect this country and its freedoms, and we all benefit from it. And so that is a sacred thing to do, even as Christians, to say thank you for all the work, all the blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into giving up their lives for us. Have a great week. Voices of Hope is a podcast, New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. If you like this podcast, please rate and review us, share us with your friends. We will see you next time.